The United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. I'll do this right now. It's 33 minutes after the hour of 12 noon here on WSOM AM 600. I hope you're having a good day today. Jeff and I are here in the studio. South Carolina's on the phone, and I called him because Jeff said he was going to be late. And Jeff's late turned into Jeff early, but South Carolina's going to hang out with me today for a little while.
Back on the list.
I don't care if you got pushed to the side. They should have pushed you over a cliff, had me sitting up worried.
Yeah, that's what you want to do, Miss Big Shot, when you have to go to another meeting. You don't have nobody else as nice as I am.
And I was going to give you a raise. Doggone it. See, it just messed
up. Were you going to double my pay?
Actually, I was going to triple your pay.
Oh, God.
And I just called South Carolina.
I blew it, man.
I told him I was going to pay him what I paid you.
Yeah. And I know he jumped at that chance.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's cool. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to do something here. I'm working on this. I don't understand how hard a girl is working on this.
She works hard for the money.
I'm trying to tell y'all, I'm really, really, really trying to make it big so I can go give some folks some checky checks.
No, that's right.
I just want to employ people. I ain't trying to floss. I just want to cut a check and make people smile.
Well, anyway.
Ain't that kind of cool? I just think that's a cool thing. If you can give somebody a check on an ongoing basis and change their quality of life, you've done something great.
That's true.
I mean, and let me say this. I really got issues.
I'm with you.
I got issues, and I understand national security, but let me explain war on terror. Just for a minute, because I didn't get to do my little mantra before everybody called in. Jeff got here. I need for y'all to understand, we are losing the war on terror because America is scared and spying on its citizens. You don't understand that when America begins to spy on its citizens, it is now working, and they have lost the war on terror because you are destroying the Constitution of the United States of America. And all people want who are a part of the terrorist group that we are scared of is for us to be scared like them, and we are. And so you've got President Obama. Huh?
This is their war on terror. I've come to that conclusion now. Because they see us, anybody that has a different ideology or have a different mindset or have a different political insight, they see us as terrorists. So therefore, we're the ones that pose a threat, not those folks that can come over and drop a bomb and kill 2,000 or 3,000 people. Now, that's not what they're concerned about. They're concerned about people that can change the mindset of an entire nation. That's what they're afraid of, and that's why they're doing what they're doing.
And let me say that this is not about President Bush, President Obama, Pelosi. This is not about politics. We have to understand that we are living in fear. And when you begin to spy on your citizens, and he just talked today, President Obama opened up with that mishmash about health care that's getting ready to destroy the complete fabric of the United States of America, because you cannot do what you're trying to do and do it effectively and make everybody happy. And I just want everybody to understand that, and nationalized health care is not a good thing. But let me go to the spying part. When you spy on your citizens and you start to track them and you don't let them know, you have lost your war on terror, and you're operating in fear, and fear is terror. And if you don't know that, look up the word terror in the dictionary. Okay, South Carolina, I'm done for the day.
Well, I'm not.
I'm done.
I'm not at all. But I mean, if you really think about it, that's the only explanation they have. Why would you terrorize? Why would you use the IRS to terrorize the Tea Party groups or any group, or the Tea Party groups, people that are standing up for marriage, people that support Israel? Now you're spying on other folks. They're saying they're spying on 1 million people, a bunch of folks. But I think it's even more.
Did they say 1 million
more,
people?
More specialized. Oh, no.
That's not. They're spying on hundreds of millions of people, because if you look at the numbers of how many people that they're spying on, because it's not just Verizon. It's Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint. There are more subscribers with AT&T than there are with Verizon, and there's less than that than Sprint. I don't think we understand. Not only that, they're checking your emails. And I'm gonna slow this down and break it down a little bit, because I've got my other conspiracy theories that I need to join into this. But I want everyone to realize that when you spy on your citizenry and you don't let them know, it's not good. Right now, Google, all of them use metadata for advertising. But when you sign up for Yahoo, Google, Microsoft, Bing, Facebook, there is something called your disclaimer that they must disclose all of the information before. And most of us don't read it, and all we do is we click accept and go. But in there, they tell you that they're mining data. But those of us who use our little customer care cards at Walgreens and at Giant Eagle and at anywhere else to get the 20 cents off a gallon, the 10 cents off a gallon, and all that kind of mess, let me tell you this. They know more about you than you know about yourself. And I said it before. It's not good, but they force you into something to save a dollar, because they've got gas at $3.99 in one part of town and go down to $3.69. They don't care about the American citizenry, and until we wake up, we lose. Because we are lost. Hold on, Philadelphia. And let me also say this as I get done, and I promise I'll chill out in just a second. If President Obama a few minutes ago said that he had a problem with leaks, let me tell you this. He needed a leak that was going to change the conversation from Benghazi, Associated Press, and the IRS. And he needed something that he could actually put in the laps of everybody, both Republican and Democrat, to take the heat off of his behind. And that's what he did very, very, very successfully. So instead of talking about him and talking about the IRS, talking about Susan Rice, talking about Miss Power, talking about all that other stuff, he's got us talking about mining data, and they've been doing it for 8 years, and we can blame everybody for it. So now you can say, on the 7th of June, I told you something that you may or may not have known, but trust me, the leak came and it was intentional. But Jeff,
the crowd roars.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just got one other thing to say about that, Tracy. I wouldn't say it's a conspiracy theory. I'm going to say it's fact.
That's what I'm doing. They need to. It is all about conversation. I need to change the conversation of what people are talking about because the IRS is getting too hot in here.
The IRS
but
is
most
burning
of these
up.
Policies did not start under, the reign of Obama.
Cares?
Most of these policies started under the George Bush years.
Yeah, but guess what?
And the whole development of mining data and monitoring cell phone activity, that's going to continue as long as you have the Patriot Act in place, and they built a supercomputer in the state of Utah to monitor all internet and cell phone activity.
You
so
don't listen to what
of government,
I are you not
of
are you not did you hear what I said?
Party.
Did you hear what I said? Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Listen to Verizon. Can you hear me now? They brought the leak that came out on this mining data was an intentional leak to take the heat off the IRS.
That's right.
Because everybody's scared of the big bad wolf that sits in
this
Cincinnati,
mining,
Ohio.
The process of mining data has been going on for at least 10 years now.
Philly, listen, we know. We're not saying that. We're saying that this was a BS story planted by the left side, the government side right now, to take your mind off of the IRS. We're not talking about anything else but that. We understand that the Patriot Act brought that to being, okay?
I said it was a dual. They needed something because we have to understand the IRS was all about partisanship. They needed to have something out there that was going to change the conversation to a bipartisan movement. So now you're mad at everybody, both Republican and Democrat.
Right.
Because if we had stayed mad at the IRS and the partisanism of that there was going on in the IRS, the conversation was getting ready to blow up into a powder keg. So they needed something to make you incensed to change the conversation.
I think this is going to blow up in his face. And this
I
is
think
why.
So too.
This is why. He brought it out. But don't forget, he put the Patriot Act on steroids when they renewed it for him. It was on steroids. And so now he's going as close to the line. And, of course, you know they know they stepped that foot right over the line. It's just like he's driving the speed limit 65. You can get away with 68, 69. You know, that's what they do. They're driving illegally, but just a little bit. And because they're doing it, everything is okay. And they're getting their enemies done. They just affected an election. They just voter suppressed a ton of conservatives in this country because you did not let the conservatives rally to beat you. So now that's what's going on, and it's not going to go unpaid. That one's going to get that one's payback.
I'm going to tell you something. I don't see how this thing's going to wash out for him in a good way at all. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He has bitten off more than he can chew. You've got Democrats yelling and screaming at the IRS and their policies, okay? You've got Republicans doing the same thing. You've got Democrats that's upset about, out of the faces that I've seen that have been complaining about, you know, the data mining, there haven't been too many Republicans. These have been the big boy Democrats that have been screaming about this thing.
And it seems like
the newspapers are starting to get a hold of it and do what they're supposed to do, but not with the big of a bulldog like they used to.
South Carolina, this data mining leak that just came out in the last 24 hours, 48 hours. It's been going on, and I just got a text from Bill, and he said it's been going on since Clinton. They've been watching phones for a long time. This is not new.
This is true.
They needed, and remember, they needed to change the conversation of the landscape of America. The IRS is too close to the breast.
This is straight out of Slick Willie's playbook, man.
Absolutely.
This is Bill Clinton all over again.
And they needed, again, they needed to change the conversation. I tell you what, I will actually go find somebody who's going to listen to a conversation, pass a little information, and change the landscape, change the news titles, change the headlines, and change the conversation of America. Because it's easy for me to blame Republicans, Democrats for a very, very long time for data mining than it is for me to talk about the IRS and conservative groups.
I don't think the IRS is going to go away.
It ain't going away, it's no longer the headline.
They're trying to shake you off. There's no doubt about it. It's just like a horse doesn't want you on his back.
It moves.
He flips you or rubs you up against a tree or a fence.
That's what they're doing. In Philadelphia, I'm with you. I know. I mean, the Patriot Act was a bad deal. I never thought it. And as I said, I didn't disagree with it when it came into fruition and when it actually happened. But now that I'm seeing it actually in manifest, it was a bad idea. Because when I look at the word terror, terror means fear. And I'm telling you, we're losing the war on terror because we're destroying the Constitution.
Yeah.
But I think that as they advanced the computer technology, they were eventually going to go in this direction anyway, because they want to be able to monitor anything that's posted on the internet.
They're doing that now.
By that definition, hasn't this administration inflicted fear and terror on the United States and the people?
Absolutely.
The government created the internet. So what makes you think that they're not using it to their best, you know, that they can? Look at how they use. See, this is the thing. Whenever you make a law, you have to consider that law could be taken. If the law gets in the hands of somebody that is uncouth or not good, of good report, like the people that surround this president. Now, everybody's saying the president's not bad, but he surrounded himself with a lot of people that are. I think they're all the same. I'm sorry, but at the same time, yes, all those guys out of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, Pluff, all those people. These people are wicked. They're politically wicked, and they will do anything to stay in power.
Yes. I got to say this, and I'm more Republican than most.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't the Chicago politics. This is big money moving. Because if you look at the congressional oversight, and this is both Senate and House of Representatives, they know what's going on. They should if you want a data mine, then say we data mine. Everybody says okay every time we click and accept for every program that we go on the internet, all the social media, all the emails, all that. We all say yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you type in your name, everything green comes up.
Yeah.
When you do a search, Google is exploding on data mining.
Giant Eagle
is exploding on data mining. Everybody is. I use data mining, as a matter of fact, because I pay attention to the phone numbers coming in.
You wicked person, you.
Absolutely. But you tell people up front, I'm paying attention to your caller ID.
I know that's right.
You don't do it under the scope of something and then now try to change the conversation because you've messed in your hand with the IRS and with Benghazi and with Associated Press and want to change the conversation. Local call, your mic is on.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
Hey, how are you?
You know, every day you turn the news on, it just gets more and more confusing.
That's just the way they want it.
Yeah, you're 100% right. This is a big diversion is all it is. I highly doubt that it was a leak, because there's a whole lot of leaking that's been going on, and you never hear of anybody going to prison for it. More like someone probably did a request for Freedom of Information Act and stumbled upon something. But they've been monitoring phone calls for decades. We have some kind of deal. I don't know how long ago it started, but there's a deal that we agreed with England. So England monitors all of our phone traffic, and we monitor all of theirs, and then we trade information. It's been going on forever.
I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you watch any television?
I try not to.
But every now, do you notice that there, in every reality show, there is somebody from Britain on there?
Yeah.
Well, we might as well have it here as well.
Have what here?
Somebody from Britain.
Well, I don't understand why.
So that you keep up with the times.
What time?
These times when we have Brits everywhere. Quite.
So when did we go back? When did we go back to Britain?
I don't know when. You went back to Brit because when you went liberal, they remind you that that's what was happening in the first place when the country was born. So now those accents are back. They've returned, and they're doing the same thing that they did. They're trying to do taxation without representation in the United States and give your stuff away to people that will not do anything. Unemployment rate just rose.
They told me this morning
that
was a good thing.
No,
it's
a bad thing.
They told me that was a good thing.
Not in the summertime.
Even though you got 16% of the youth of the population of Ohio, I'm sorry, of the country, still unemployed. What were you saying?
I just think that, so they came out with a press conference. I'm glad you had that on, by the way. You're the only station that did. But they're only going to let us know what they want to let us know about what their capabilities are. So if you just step back and think, all right, if they can monitor that, what can they really do? I mean, the technology out there right now is just it's mind-boggling.
It is. And it,
it
is.
Is.
It is. I understand data mining. I'm a marketing person. Understanding trying to, you learn more from data mining and the numbers and technology now than you could ever before. I understand it, but don't do it under the cloak of we're not going to tell you, and then bring it out so we can change the conversation.
Yeah. Did you ever see Enemy of the State?
Yes.
Well,
And it's real. I watch Person
absolutely.
Of Interest every Thursday. I'm going to give a free plug, and they don't even pay for it. Person of Interest every Thursday. I watch it because it's real. In the state of New York, it's in New York City, they cannot go 6 seconds without being captured on camera.
Yeah.
Well, see, I'm a Verizon, they're my service provider. So now I'm excited because maybe I could say something that'll get a drone to fly over my house.
You want to take a picture?
I want to be the first one on the block to shoot one down, you know?
Whoa. I'm with you, buddy.
Hey, they're violating my personal airspace, you know?
Oh, yeah.
This is bad.
That might make the news, don't you think?
What's your name?
My name's Chris.
Hey, Chris, thanks for calling in. I appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We got to get back to work, so you guys have a great day.
Hey,
thanks for listening.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, welcome to Local Call. Your mic is on.
Good morning, Tracy.
How you doing, honey?
Very good.
Mr. Dover.
Yes.
My man.
We've got to install God and patriotism back in the schools and our children. And we've got to teach history of what is happening to our country. I am trying to by talking, writing, and purchasing books for our library. I purchased from my cold, dead fingers by Sheriff Richard Mack. Here comes the Black Helicopters by Dick Morse.
Yeah.
UN Agenda 21, the George Washington, The Crossing by Levin, and this Secret of Oz, which is about our financial Federal Reserve Board. And all should be do their best to change the direction of this treasonous government before we are all completely subdued, overwhelmed with overtaxation and regulation, and complete total financial collapse, which they can do at any time.
Well,
these people create the problem. They let the terrorists in, then pretend to fix it with Homeland Security. And it's all part of their agenda. And everybody's got to wake up to all of this, because we've got 35 Al-Qaeda cells in this country that they've allowed in. They're practicing with fully automatic weapons and rocket launchers, and we can't dispose of them. So this government is allowing all of this to come down on all of our, you know, necks.
Oh, no doubt.
Absolutely.
I agree. Did you see that George Soros just divested in the market the other day?
No, I did not.
Yes, 80% of all of his holdings, he took it all back. It's sitting somewhere for him in the world. So I think they're planning this collapse. And I think that's
most of the very wealthy are moving their assets offshore.
They've been doing that.
Offshore ain't going to help you when this happens.
No. All Americans should start standing up real fast and real quick, know what's going on quickly, and like I've had an article that there's 19 states that can recall, and they should start recalling all of these politicians real fast. California and
Washington. They're not that smart. You're giving them too much credit. Because right now I got Californians telling me they got a good deal when it comes to health care. Hold on just a second, Mr. Dover. I got to pick up 440 before I go to my break. 440, your mic is on.
Yeah, I called you yesterday about Ambassador Stevens.
Yes.
He was not afforded a state burial. Can you believe
Why?
That?
Yes, I do believe that coming out of this administration.
You asked the president.
He won't answer that
he
question.
Was not, they tried to. I don't even know if he's buried. You looked it up on the internet. I mean, just Google it up. They don't. There was nothing on the news about his burial. Nothing.
Wow. That is absolutely fantastic. That we're seeing these things happen in this country, and really we can't do anything about it. You know, not offhand because we're not moving in any kind of cohesive manner. That's why they made sure that the country was completely polarized. That's what
one
in 99.
And they've done a good job.
I mean,
excellent job.
I mean, it's like nobody can die now without you being on TV. You know what I'm saying? And here you got. You have a guy that works for the government, an ambassador. It's like he just brought, there's nothing more. He dies and there's nothing more.
Check this out. I'm reading this, and it says Jan Stevenson told Channel 3 KCRA that his son was buried in a private ceremony on Friday, and about 30 people attended.
Who was that?
He was not a port. That is not right. Okay.
You make a point there.
You know, but and why? Why is this so? Was he a renegade guy?
Have you never heard of "Get It Over, Get It Done"?
Oh man,
get her done with a closed casket.
All these months.
That's what I'm saying. Get it over, get her done. Don't want to stay out too long.
You know what the conspiracy theory is.
What's that?
You know what the conspiracy? You know, I know what the conspiracy theory is on this.
What's this?
He's still alive, and they've got him held hostage to trade for the blind sheik.
That very well could be, but they wouldn't have said he was dead if that was the case.
Who knows? Maybe they're threatening his family. Who knows?
Well, the
I don't
thing
know.
Is it that, what happens if they trade him for the blind sheik? You know,
just say
that,
it was a mistake. He's getting away with everything else.
Well, yeah, he could tell these people anything.
Hey, listen, let me take my break. I gotta go. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-522. Tonight, when we come back, we'll continue this conversation. It is open mic. We do want to hear from you today. Again, that number is 347-945-522.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM. You're listening to the Valley's News Talk, WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. This is News Talk 600.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Obama wants to reassure you Uncle Sam is not on the line with you.
Nobody is listening to your telephone calls. That's not what this program's about.
During a trip to California today, the president explained how and why the government monitors phone records.
What the intelligence community is doing is looking at phone numbers and durations of calls. They are not looking at people's names, and they're not looking at content.
He also says the program has been in place since 2006 and that Congress signed off on it. Well, not far from where the president was speaking, a controversial nuclear power plant has been shut down for good. Dave Lockbaum with the Union of Concerned Scientists says the San Onofre reactors have had a troubled history.
In recent years, our concerns about San Onofre have involved the number of safety allegations made by workers at the plant. This plant led the country in that category the last 4 or 5 years by a large margin.
Southern California Edison, which runs the plant, says demand for nuclear power is down. A low-key start to debate on a hot-button issue, immigration reform.
Debate began in an almost empty Senate chamber. No votes till next week. Many senators already gone for the weekend. Senate Leader Harry Reid says he hopes that a bipartisan immigration reform package can be passed by July 4th. Republican Senator Mike Lee says instead of a 1,000-page package, the Senate should be doing immigration in small, incremental steps.
ABC's Vic Ratner at the Capitol. If you're looking for a job, there is a better chance you'll find one. But so are a lot of other people. The government says 175,000 jobs were created in May, but the number of people looking also rose, and that caused unemployment to rise slightly to 7.6%. This is ABC News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
What's in a name? Apparently, a lot of information into your family's political bent. Here's ABC's Karen Chase.
Liberals tend to give their children names with softer-sounding syllables, like Liam, while conservatives are more likely to go with harder-sounding Kurt or Doug. A University of Chicago study found well-educated liberals are also more likely to go with esoteric names, like Archimedes, to signal their culture and education. Conservatives seem to pick traditional names to distinguish their kids as economically successful, like Matthew. And moms with lower socioeconomic status tend to make up names or pick unusual spellings of common names, like Andrew with a U. Karen Chase, ABC News.
It's 30 years and out for the Putins. President Vladimir Putin and his wife Ludmila, who are rarely seen in public, announced the end of their marriage less than 2 months shy of their 30th anniversary in an interview with Russian television. Divorce may be common in Russia, but not among top officials. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
If you have a parent entering a nursing home, or the executor of an estate, or just need a will, this message is for you. The Law Office of J.M. Shade is able to help you make the right choices to ensure that you and your family are protected. Call us toll-free, 866-606-6187. Again, 866-606-6187. Or see our site for more information at jmselderlaw.com. jmselderlaw.com. Estate planning made simple.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody
needs. Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News. Two people were shot late last night in East Youngstown. One died. Police say the incident happened on Kendis Circle off Oak Street. One person was taken into custody for questioning. Keelan Thurston died on his way to the hospital. The other victim, James Merchant, is recovering from a gunshot wound to the head. The ex-girlfriend of a doctor in Howland is accused of breaking into his home and attacking his new girlfriend. 48-year-old Kathy Fumagnari was released after posting bond yesterday. Police say Dr. James Morgenstern and his new girlfriend, Erica Rossi, were asleep in bed when Fumagnari broke in. Two Steubenville High School football players convicted of raping a 16-year-old girl last year are set to be classified as sex offenders. Judge Thomas Lipps has scheduled next week's hearing as a possible first step for the two teen defendants to be transferred from a state juvenile detention center. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
Valvoline Motor Oil with next-gen technology. All the engine protection you will ever need in a 50% recycled oil that is designed specifically for today's hotter running engines. Finally, performance meets environment. Valvoline Motor Oil with next-gen technology.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, we're back in again. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is 8 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock here on WSOM. We want you to call in. It is open mic, but I am ranting and raving because I just want people to wake up, smell the coffee. My girlfriend just came back from Brazil and brought me some wonderful Brazilian coffee. She said there's an area over there that when you go into town, you smell nothing but coffee beans all day long because that's how they grow it. Listen, people, you need to get up and smell the doo-doo because they're shoveling it. What?
Best part of waking up is doo-doo in your cup.
And if you don't, and let me say this, and you need to know, when you smell coffee, you know something's brewing.
Yeah.
Well, listen, when you smell fecal matter, you know something's happening. There's stuff happening, and the American people need to wake up and smell it and say, get it out of my way before they start slinging with slingshots and BB shots and you get wonder why you get hit with it. What?
They're slinging it.
I'm serious. They're shoveling it.
They're shoveling it
your way. And if you're not careful, it's going to get shoveled right down your throat. And you're going to wonder why you got a bad taste in your mouth.
Did you hear these idiots on MSNBC? What's his name? He said that all of these scandals are nothing but all these racist people saying, get the black man in the White House.
Jeff, you couldn't.
What's his name? The British guy on.
You talking about CNN?
What's his name?
Pierce?
Was it Pierce? Ms. Morgan or the MSNBC
Listen,
Brit guy?
I don't know who the MSNBC Brit is because I don't watch MSNBC after it's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I try not to ever watch it, but I have to because I have to listen to what these people are saying.
I can't do that. And so if I watch I watch Morning Joe
mm-hmm.
in the mornings, and I hear what they're saying. At 9 o'clock, no matter what, when the redhead comes on with the little goatee, he's got to go off.
Yes.
I gotta let him go.
Yeah, I know.
But I want y'all to know this is serious business, y'all. Please understand that. You know, metadata is a powerful thing, but trust me, the reason why it's a leak is because it's a quiet leak that's only going to infuriate you. But when the deal goes down, nothing's going to change. But it'll change the conversation.
Right.
But if you really want to do something, you need to wake up and you need to ask some questions. Because, you know, Congress knew about it. Everybody knows about it. You didn't know about it. So you have to understand that this was a good way to change the conversation. You know, when I was listening to somebody talking about the Navy SEALs, the six, and you don't hear any more conversation about that. Benghazi, he just appointed the young lady who was the talking head on all of the news programs that you haven't seen her on TV since, and nor did you see her too much before, but she carried the water pail for Benghazi and the Arab Springs when Stevenson got killed.
Right.
And then he moved her to National Security Advisor
uh-huh.
on this week. And then and before you could actually get that up and going and get Benghazi back on the table with the IRS, now you got metadata tag leaks. Talking about how we spying on you.
Well, you also gave the government, and this is one you're going to see, and I'm going to watch my liberal Jewish friends here.
Why did they call you Jewish friends?
Because the lady
don't like. They tell me she don't like
the
Jews.
The power don't like no Jews, no kind of way.
What they do to her?
I don't know, but she's around there with the Zeke Al game going on.
Bill said he said the outhouse is full and it's a hot day.
It's been and the whole week before that was hot. And the whole week was hot. You're right, Bill.
Hot air. So hot air.
You gotta understand. It might be a chilly day in Northeast Ohio, but it's a hot day.
Hot.
I just want y'all to know.
Hot.
Jeff, you gonna help him out?
Oh, not really.
You have to, don't you?
No. We do this as part of the birthday song, no. No, we don't. We'll take that back.
Let me say this. It's hot. It's warm, people. America, please. You know, you need to take responsibility for your government. From the bottom to the top and from the top to the bottom, Republican and Democrat. Don't tell me you're a Democrat and all you do is vote for the D on the side of Mickey Mouse's name.
Because that is not.
Don't tell me you're Republican and all you do is vote for the elephant on the other side. Please don't tell me that. Unless you're entrenched and you're going to start paying attention to what's really going on in your government. You don't understand how this plays into your quality of life, and you're losing it inch by inch.
Uh-huh.
And they are snowing us.
Uh-huh.
It's a snow job. And they put a black face on it called President Barack Obama, and people are eating it because they don't think that he would ever sell me a bunch of crow.
And because he is who he is and the color he is, there's no way he's going to ever do anything to hurt the little people.
Oh,
he's for everybody.
He said, and you got to understand, the President of the United States walked in, and I'm going to find his speech during the break. He said that he was all about going to change Washington. He was going to be transparent. The last thing you can tell me is my dude is transparent. He's as transparent as a black wall.
Brick. How about the wall of the doggone Vietnam? Vietnam, yeah. There you go.
Mr. Obama.
Mr. Obama, tear down that wall.
Chicago, your mic is on.
Well, the government needs to dismantle the NAACP. They need to dismantle that organization because
don't
that
worry.
Organization
you
does,
they
does
can't,
absolutely
they can't do
for the advancement of colored people.
They can't advance. They can't get rid of the NAACP.
Listen.
That is a national treasure. What are you talking about? You
listen,
know they're not going to let go of the NAACP. That's the water carrier for the black people. That's how they mobilize you.
That's right. Because they let the NAACP say there's voter suppression going on. And then they don't say a word when it comes to the spring primaries. What's up with that?
No.
Unless it's a presidential.
No. Don't worry about that. They got that covered.
I thought that was Reverend Beauty Salon Sharpton.
No. He is the guy. He got the other people. He ain't a part of that. That's jealous. See, jealous.
Sharpton.
No. That's jealous.
I just like staying his name.
That's jealous. Jealous got his own agenda, and he doing just fine. Him and Julian Bond. They got their own little.
You can't keep Al Beauty Salon Sharpton too occupied too much. You got to spend a lot of time in the beauty salon. You know.
He ain't got to worry about that. He got a job.
Got to keep that perm right.
He got a job. He got a job, and his job is to make sure that he is the mouthpiece for black people. And when we say that he's the voice of black people, he is. He is the voice to control the black people. They need to put Pastor Manning up.
Yeah.
If you want to do something, if you want to get your ratings up, then we need to call Mr. Fox. Mr. Murdoch need to put Mr. Manning on Fox TV and give him a commentary.
That's monumental. That would destroy the whole argument about Fox not having any
Pastor Manning?
Yeah.
They need to put, if you want to put a Reverend on there, put Reverend Manning.
That's right. The same time as Sharpton.
No. He can go on anytime you want. You can put him in the middle of the night. I get up early in the middle of the night and watch him because he's entertaining all by himself. Do you know who I'm talking about, Chicago?
You ever hear Pastor Manning?
Oh, yeah, I know about that. Yeah, I know about him.
They need to put him on. MSNBC, their ratings will go up.
Oh, MSNBC would never put Manning on.
Why not?
Because he would destroy their whole setup overnight.
No. Pastor Manning knows what he's doing. I know that's not true. No, Jeff.
When they brought my man on from Runaway Slave, and he beat the living daylights out of these people. He just beat them down. They could everything they brought up, he answered them, and I mean he just destroyed them. So Pastor Manning, being a lot more aggressive than Runaway Slave guy. That would be a ball, though. I would watch it.
I mean, you got to understand, you know, Pastor, if you guys go to YouTube and just type in Reverend Manning, he will give you entertainment information at its best.
But I felt so bad one time when he talked about the president's mom.
He felt his mother-in-law or his mom?
Mama, when he was talking about she smoked dope and she was
he
a hippie.
Don't cuss.
And no, he didn't cuss.
He didn't.
He told the truth, but it's just how he told it. Because he said, "And this son of a dope smoking." I said, "Man, don't do this, man. Don't do this, Manny."
Mr. Manny is like, he's like Boondocks.
Yes.
Old school.
Live. Live Boondocks. Not a cartoon.
Boondocks old school.
Not a cartoon, though.
Old school. I am. They got it back in here. The IRS Cincinnati scandal.
Yeah, they can't get it because the chick that they want to put over everything, she can't be there.
But let me ask you this. Why did the number is 347-945-5229. Why did the president open up with health care today?
Because of the debacle in California.
They said that everything is running smooth.
Now, they say that.
They
said they're lying because
they said everything's running smooth. But I'm a part of some agencies around town.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're a part of agencies, you know, they didn't non-exempt, you know, nonprofits.
No, they didn't.
And so when you, and a lot of them are union base too. You know, we have things. You know, you think that, but it's not. You got union everywhere, and when you look at the cost of group health care and how it is going up,
mm-hmm.
it is not pretty. And people are having a hard time dealing with philanthropic revenues. Because philanthropic revenues, wait until your little big churches find out how President Obama went, because a lot of them got more than 49 employees.
Right.
So wait until you find out how the president has taken this piece of policy and how it's going to wrap around your church and your benefits. Then call me and tell me how much in love you are with him then.
All right, I hear that. I know that's right.
They're going to go up 80% in the next 3 years.
Well, of course they are. And the thing is,
can you afford 80%?
No. And not only that, though, Trace, with what you were paying now is not going to cover. In other words, they're going to start taking procedures out that they cover. They're going to take a lot more drugs out that they were covering. They're not going to do it anymore.
Well, drugs are different, Jeff.
But it's all in your health care.
It's not in your health care. I don't think they're
going to. Oh, mine
it.
Is.
Well, it is for most people, but I'm saying
mm-hmm.
that is a contingent program. That is not a part of the health care program. And I don't see where they in the Affordable Health Care Act they put prescription drugs where mm-hmm. they could not do something with that because you can't afford that.
Mm. I got you.
You can't. I mean, 80%. In revenue income increase?
I'm with you.
Come on, y'all.
I am with you.
Who won the game the other night? Do you know?
Yeah, San Antonio. Won San Antonio Spurs beat the Heat, Miami Heat, 92-88, game one.
Did it give it to her, or did they retire? Or,
no.
Or did they play for it?
San Antonio is nobody's joke. And I told somebody this, that I was a little afraid when I saw Miami struggling against Indiana.
Yeah.
I didn't know whether they let that go seven games for the money or what, because ain't nothing happening. But they struggled with Indiana to win, but they won it decisively at the end. Now, it was only a four-point game last night, so... Now, four-point game, who knows? We'll see what happens tomorrow night on the next game. That's the only way you're going to be able to tell.
Because, you know, the more games, the more money.
The more money, and that's what I think is happening.
The more games, and it allows you to win at home.
Right.
Well,
so I can let you have the first one, but I can – what'd you say?
How about those Chicago Blackhawks, though? They're going to win the Stanley Cup this year.
On hockey?
Yeah,
I can't talk about it.
We got hockey going on here. They signed to do one more year.
I can't talk about hockey.
Okay.
All I know is, wait a minute, there's a quote from a movie. Hockey is a racist sport because you got white men chasing a black puck trying to put it into a hole. That's all I know. I can't talk about it. And I know Wayne Gretzky played hockey for the L.A. Kings. I know nothing else. So Chicago's doing well, Chicago, in hockey?
Yeah.
Blackhawks.
And they tell me black people used to play hockey at one time.
Still do.
Not in America.
Yeah, oh yeah. Plenty.
It's not like they used to.
Not a whole lot.
No, they had a league. They had a complete league up in Canada.
Oh, I don't know nothing about that.
It's called Black Ice. 692, your mic is on.
Hey, I was wondering, I wanted to get your guys' opinions on the abuse of power of Governor Christie, the story of how Governor Christie's abusing his power over there in New Jersey with the special election that he's holding, costing taxpayers $28 million unnecessarily. And even after he, because of the political reason, he's holding that special election for purely political. So I wondered if you guys knew anything about that.
I agree with you 1,000%. He should do what he's required to by law. He should appoint somebody to finish out that term, and then at the end of the term, you have your regular election. This is ridiculous, but that's why I've not been a Christie fan for over 2 years now. So Christie, to me, is the consummate rhino. You know, he talks real big and everything here and there, but really all he is a progressive in disguise. And if you want to look at something, somebody look this up for me because I don't have my computer this week. But whether really George Soros is backing his campaign for to re-election.
Are you looking at what I'm looking? Because I pulled this up and I put it on my Facebook page. So if anybody wants to go to my Facebook page and you have to scroll down a little bit, you'll find an article from a blogger who said there are a lot of high-level Democrats who are doing a lot of fundraising for Governor Christie.
Absolutely.
And that would be a reason for him to do a special election right before the election.
That's why he's doing it, because he's not a Republican.
And he's making sure, and he put somebody in there who was not going to run for re-election, so they're not going to run from a safe seat, from an incumbent place.
Exactly.
Which that I did not think was a good idea.
The thing is that's why he was not invited to the RNC RNC weekend to speak.
CPAC.
That's why he was not invited, and he should not ever be invited either. They should withdraw all support from him and do something different.
It says top Democrat fundraisers have been making sizable donations to Governor Christie's reelection campaign. Even powerful President Obama supporters like Mayor Rahm Emanuel gave money to Christie. Another big notable donor was ultra-liberal billionaire Soros.
Yeah, absolutely.
This quick, sizable support from Democrat donors is an early indicator that Christie's fundraising power during the potential White House bid in 2016. He has been steadily gaining support with independents and Democrats since his praise and yes hug to President Obama during the Hurricane Sandy. The governor has also friendly ties with the New York governor and Democrat leaders, because that's my understanding that this black guy from Newark is going to be running for the Senate seat.
Okay.
And they're making way for him.
Well, you know, however they play their politics is how they play their politics. But the ultimate thing here is Christie is not conservative. He did not have to go as far as he did with the president during that election, even though I understood why a lot of people didn't want Romney to win, you know, because, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt. But the reasons that other people are saying is just like when you had my man on the other day. He said, I looked at Romney, I knew I wasn't going to get nothing from him. Well, no, you didn't.
You were told that you weren't
going to get nothing from him. Once again, his father was huge for civil rights, and so was he. But the thing is that doesn't mean anything, because a Republican can't possibly do anything good because the Democrats told you. And so now, you know, you have a situation where the Democrats have been taken over fully by the progressives, and the Republicans are starting to get taken over by the progressives. So they're not going to lose either way it goes. And if I ever get the chance to tell the chief, you know, when we get mealy-mouthed people to run for president, they're not going to raise any, you know, you're not going to get any ratings here.
692, your mic is on.
Hi, sorry, I got cut off. I think it shows how partisan you guys really are when Christie is the most fiscally conservative governor out there, I mean, slashing his budget.
So what?
And you guys, just because he hugs Obama during a tragedy, you guys want to throw him under the bus and say, don't fund him, he's not one of us, even though he probably has the best shot to win the election in 16. You guys would rather have someone like a robot like Mitt Romney put up again
Listen. Romney was not a good choice. Okay.
Absolutely. You're right. The polls show that.
Was not
5 million votes.
Wait a minute. McCain was not a good choice.
Five
okay.
million votes.
Romney,
they got some. Yeah, you're right. They're bad choices. But Christie is a better choice for the Republican Party.
No, he's not. He's the same thing as President Obama. We don't need that.
You're right. He is a better choice for those. Hold on. But he is a better choice for those who are liberals. You're right.
Because fat people can't win. Is that what you're saying? Fat people can't win elections.
I'm not about
him being
fat. I'm fat.
No. This is not about his weight. You have to understand what we said. This is not about his weight. This is not about him hugging President Obama. And I think if you listen the other day, I actually took his side with this. But now when you begin to see Rahm Emanuel and George Soros actually giving him money for his campaign, then you have to question it. And that's where the issue comes. Let me take my break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. It is 29 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock here on the 7th of June. We'll be right back.
Fit family. Unique. Individualized. And promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com. Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. Two people were shot late last night in East Youngstown. One died. Police say the incident happened on Kendis Circle off Oak Street. One person was taken into custody for questioning. Keelan Thurston died on his way to the hospital. The other victim, James Merchant, is recovering from a gunshot wound to the head. The ex-girlfriend of a doctor in Howland is accused of breaking into his home and attacking his new girlfriend. 48-year-old Kathy Fumagnari was released after posting bond yesterday. Police say Dr. James Morgenstern and his new girlfriend, Erica Rossi, were asleep in bed when Fumagnari broke in. Two Steubenville High School football players convicted of raping a 16-year-old girl last year are set to be classified as sex offenders. Judge Thomas Lipps has scheduled next week's hearing as a possible first step for the two teen defendants to be transferred from a state juvenile detention center. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassetech.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Tracy and friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic, and there's many things that are going on, and there is a sense of apathy and Jeff and I disagree with this, but there's a sense of major apathy in the climate of America. There are people who have no idea that things are going on and how it affects them. They're not paying attention. As long as, you know, Snooki and dumb shows like Bad Parenting and, you know, Housewives and The Voice and The View and America Got Talent, and we can go and do a gyration across the floor, and we're doing concerts, and my TV show comes on, I can pay my cable bill, and I got a phone, you know, everything is cool.
That's right.
And I'm trying to,
we agree on that. We don't agree on Christy so much.
Christy, I will say this. I didn't agree with you the other day. My issue with Christy today is whomever you get your money from, whoever backs you, that's scary.
Especially.
That can be scary. So, Chicago, your mic is on. But that can be scary. And so.
First off, getting back to the show, some of those are good, entertaining shows. You know, one of my favorite shows is The Borges. You know, so,
the
I mean, those are good.
The Who show? What's the show? What's it called?
It's on HBO. I think it's The Borges. It's about the Vatican and, you know, Catholic Church.
Is it a reality show?
No, it's a series.
That ain't no. The Scandal is a show. But I want to see. But I'm just saying, it's okay to watch entertainment television if you're going to be entertained. But if it's going to take your whole focus and never put you into mainstream of life, then we got problems. I mean, you need to understand. People don't understand
that
when we talk about the unemployment rate.
Your politicians ain't nothing but if you really look at it, ain't nothing but entertainers. You look at them up there, they do absolutely nothing.
No, that's true. No. That's not true.
Yes, they do stupidity. They write in laws.
That's what I'm saying. And they don't
absolutely.
Even do stupidity. They do something, but what they do is destroy you. See, we tend to think that they don't do anything. No, they do a whole lot of damage. Because anytime you tell somebody that you've got to pass the bill to read it, and everybody says okay, and then they go and pass it, and they still haven't read it, you know something's wrong. And so, no, they do some stuff. The question is they don't know what they're doing.
Right.
They know what they're doing. They're getting that six-figure check and that they don't get that pension. They know exactly what they're doing.
You know what? A lot of this is way past getting a check. They up there, they are setting up a kingdom. You have to understand. That's what they're doing. They're not doing this for no reason. You don't get control of everybody's DNA and get control of everybody's phone records and their medical records and all of this other stuff for no reason. Healthcare was about control. It was not about helping people. And once these people that think, oh, yeah, now I'm going to get some care, when 30 million people of the 62 million aren't getting going
to
get covered.
Jeff, you're preaching to the choir.
Yeah, but there's a lot of folks listening to us, though. Yeah, hey, there's a lot of folk listening to us, though. And so that's why.
They don't believe it.
So my point is this. You know, here it is. I'm very, very messed up about this, you know, that people aren't paying attention and they're allowing this guy to get through. Now, I understand a lot of the black community, a lot of your poor black people in the black community have no idea who this president is or what he is.
But Jeff, again, they don't know that they get mobilized to go do something on somebody else's behalf.
Yeah. They play them like a fiddle every time they need them.
See, this is the problem. And let me say this, and this is not just a black thing.
No.
This is also a female thing. I don't know if anyone heard President Obama talk about contraceptive this morning.
I did not. I missed
it. When he mentioned this in his press conference that now no one will be denied contraceptive on their health care. You understand that you've crossed over a line where you're making people who don't want to pass out contraceptives, you're making them have to.
Right.
Again, it goes to the erosion of the act on terror, because terror is all about the erosion and the burning of the Constitution and the freedoms of America. That's what it's really all about. It is about a mindset of freedom that we have here that they no longer want us to have.
And nobody realizes or recognizes that if you destroy that Constitution, you're going to destroy your ability to have the lifestyle you have now. We have the richest poor people in the world.
Listen, our poor people got habits.
That's what I'm saying.
They got habits. How you going to figure out
habits? Poor people can get on a bus and go to a casino, doggone it,
and
play the penny and nickel slot.
No, Jeff, and let's talk about, No. We have people that don't eat in America don't eat because they choose not to go and get a meal.
This is true. For whatever reason.
For whatever reason. Now, we have more of a mental problem, and people who are mentally unstable who are not going to get something to eat, than we have children who are going to bed hungry at night because they cannot eat. Now, they may not be eating what they choose to eat. But in America, you don't go to bed hungry because you have nowhere else to go get something to eat.
Right.
Because you can knock on more doors in a little bit and get a meal in America.
Yes.
And we watch people raise money around here for poor people every time they call.
That's right.
We even turn some poor people into rich people.
Absolutely.
So we need to be honest about that. Now, you may not be living how you choose.
What's the problem with America? You know, they look at it as charity, and charity really doesn't work. You need to have these people working so they can get their own fish.
We don't want them to do that.
And charity is basically a write-off for taxes.
No, charity is money. Let me. I said this last night at a meeting. I don't think people understand that indigence is money making.
Go ahead.
When you live in an area, and when you look at Appalachia, when you look at people make money off of other people's indigence. All these social programs out there are employing people. All these nonprofit agencies are employing people, and they make money based upon the poverty and the indigence of America. Indigence is a money maker, just like incarceration.
Absolutely.
And you need to know the reason why we don't want you, and it incites power, because there's a reason why we don't want you to become self-dependent. Because if you become self-dependent, that means I cannot control you, and I can't make money off of you.
Right.
People make money off of ignorant people, and that's why we keep you ignorant.
And they want you that way. They want a bunch of people that way because it fits in the political structure to keep one side, at least, with a well-oiled machine of voters.
And I don't know, Jeff. I got to paint that brush a little bit broader. I got to go with progressive and liberal. I cannot just go with left side. I just can't go with one group of people. I got to go because I've got to say this, and I'll probably just get in trouble, whatever. Because when Republicans in, they're not trying to empower anybody either.
No. No, I agree. Because, like I said, you know, people want to get reelected, but they're refusing to, support the people that go out that are on the ground to go out there to get your votes for you.
They're not trying to lift you up to where you become independent, because we need you dependent upon
it. It's because the Republicans, and that's why I'm an independent voter, the Republicans and the Democrats are still being controlled by the same umbrella. So when President Obama was using the Rose Garden that time, and he had the two Marines put the umbrella over him, that was a showing that he's underneath the same umbrella that the Democrats, Republicans are underneath. They are underneath a control system.
You know, I didn't read that into all that. I just read that he didn't want to hold his umbrella. But I never knew
well,
that.
So you talk about Benghazi, nothing's going to happen to Barack Obama because when he gave the sign of that subliminal messages, they made sure he's going to be protected, so nothing's going to happen to him.
Well, it's not about happening to him. The question is, why don't we make him and them accountable? I'm not going to just point my finger at him and not talk about them, because when I go back to what's going on now about metadata, they all knew about it. So now the question is, since everybody knew about it and it was a one big secret, tell me why didn't somebody stand up and say, we don't need to make this a secret, but what we do need to do is we need to do this, that, and the other thing. See, everybody's in bed together.
This is true.
Everybody got their own, and everybody got their own pillow and pillowcase and blanket. And the last thing you want is for somebody to take off your covers.
True.
Because I ain't heard of, when you talk about unemployment numbers today, and when you look at the African American unemployment numbers, they are skyrocketing way before 1960. And I ain't heard Maxine Waters, Big Mama out in California, who's always got her face in front of a TV screen, I ain't seen her in the hair. It's like she got laryngitis. Diane Feinstein, ain't nobody said nothing about that.
What are you going to say? Okay. And neither is Nancy Pelosi.
No, Jeff, remember, I'm telling you, they when she was out there doing a tour and having town halls about unemployment in the African-American community, and then all of a sudden she went, and we ain't heard a word.
Ain't heard a word.
Why?
She got reelected.
No, she's in a safe seat.
Yeah, but still, nothing's safe, really.
That is safe, Jeff. Listen. They would have to cut California in half for them to tear up her seat.
Listen. What's going on here is you have a lot of people that they know that the electorate, the independents, are very swingable in a lot of these elections because these guys aren't necessarily liberals.
Who?
The independents.
Okay.
So now, that's who everybody's really going for, is to try to attract the independents, because they outnumber the people that are in the parties.
Okay.
But you have to take into consideration that in this last election, 3 million.
Okay, Jeff. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Okay, let's look at the demographics of this.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'll let you have 3 million people stayed home.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but then let's look at Tim Ryan.
Uh-huh.
Tim Ryan, as long as he don't do little kids, Tim Ryan is as safe can get.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they cut Tim Ryan's district a little bit higher, and as long as they keep him cut almost where he is, he's still safe. You can even add Canfield back into it, and he's still safe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dennis Kucinich had a different view because he was butting up against another area. So they cut him out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Tim Ryan's safe. Maxine Waters is safe. You have to cut L.A. and add, I don't even know where you could add.
You have to have a dynamic that affects the people in those districts and realize that it's her doing it. And that's what you don't have. You don't have, you do not have a messenger that can go in and say, the reason why your neighborhood is poor is because Maxine Waters sells you out every year.
No, 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 Joe. She was out talking about unemployment.
I know.
So why is she not talking now?
Because she doesn't need to be.
Why not?
You tell me and we'll both know. She doesn't need to.
So why was she talking about it then?
She needed to.
She's the one who said President Obama hasn't landed in a black neighborhood since he got elected.
She sure did, but you know they shut her up real quick, didn't they?
My question is, why
she hasn't been in a black neighborhood since she's been a community organizer. Look, the unemployment rate in the black community is at 33%. I believe it's at 50%. You know what? It's a big joke. And blacks, they don't ask the questions why. And like you guys said, they vote for Democrats all the time. They get absolutely nothing for their vote. No policies or nothing. So, and the Republicans really, they don't care. They don't have an answer. So nobody really wants to fix the problem.
So the question is, why is everybody sitting on the sidelines,
mm-hmm.
just quiet? Because even when you look at what's going on with the metadata and meta mining,
yeah,
and data mining, why is it that they're not data mining in foreign countries?
They are.
America is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because somebody just was saying it earlier. That we kind of control doing the mining and everything for England and for Europe.
Yeah, why aren't we doing it over there in Afghanistan?
Well, the thing is, I think you are.
Look what happened in Egypt.
Look, what happened in the past 2 years is you have a very foolish mindset that says that we're on the decline from Al-Qaeda involvement. And Al-Qaeda is waiting you out. They're training daily. They're acquiring weapons. They have money. They have the ability to have sleeper cells in different places waiting. And the president says, we're going to wind this down. And we're not going to be, we're not fighting Islam. There's no more war and terror. We just will prevent these things. And he wants to make everything a police state, just like it's, it's okay. You know, just because I said it, these people are going to know that I don't mean them any harm and they're going to leave me alone. No, they're not going to. They're not going to leave the United States alone. And your way that you're handling this is very foolish. It's absolutely foolish. But what are we going to do, you know?
There's a lot we can do.
Yeah, we need to stand up now as a whole and start saying, look, you got, but see, you can't get two opinions the same because they have been very successful at feeding certain parts of the community into believing whatever they say. And whenever you have willing accomplices like that, you can't accomplish anything. The country is divided to the point of no way that you're going to get any, cohesiveness or togetherness out of it unless a really big event happens that is cataclysmic in nature and causes you to have to forget about Democrat, Republican, because you're going to have to solve that problem or else life will cease to exist. And that's where you're at. Now, I think it's coming a certain way, but we'll see.
Chicago, you agree with that?
I kind of went off of something else. What was that again?
I was just saying that.
Ranting and raving.
Yeah,
and
I was ranting.
And you left.
I said the only way the country is going to come together is if they have some kind of cataclysmic event that makes them forget about Democrat, Republican, because they have so divided the country and along the lines of common sense, no common sense, that, you know, that there's, it's impossible to reach agreements.
Well, I agree with you, and if you, you know, listeners or whatever you believe in, if you do believe in a God, you can't control Mother Nature, you can't control asteroids, you know, comets, you can't control those kind of things. So whenever something like that does happen, it's something that man and human beings can't control.
I will say this. I got about 4 minutes before we go to the top of the hour. Mm-hmm. So I might as well. I will say this. Those, and as you said, for those that believe in God, in those that believe in the Judeo-Christian Bible, should I say, or
mm-hmm.
Judeo-Christian faith,
mm-hmm.
if you look at the alignment for a new world order and a one-man takeover,
mm-hmm.
you will see it shaping with the information, with the data mining, with
Absolutely.
The surveillance, with everything that's going on with the RFID chips. If you look at all that, all the testing, all the everything that's going up, you will.
I love this.
Jeez, oh man, you will see the alignment coming, even if you don't see the manifestation of it, but you see it posturing so that it will. All things will be in alignment, and especially with a godless nation and a godless world that we are entering into.
Yes, you're right. Can we deal with the rock throwing Grandma Monday?
why is she throwing a rock?
Her granddaughter got shot. I don't know whether she was killed over the weekend. The news crew shows up to the house, and this they didn't ask to come or nothing. They just show up, and she got pissed and she started throwing rocks at them, and she called and said, "You stupid white girl," and sicked the dogs on her. Oh, and you can hear, I mean, it ain't funny because, I mean, it's wrong that she sicked the dogs on them.
Well,
but you don't mess with no grieving
I ain't
black
got time for that.
Grandma.
She should have came outside with a head rag on and said, "I ain't got time."
She had a head rag on.
No,
you missed it.
No, you got to come out like that other lady who had the fire and said, "I ain't got time for that." That's how you do it. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic here on WSOM AM 600 in Tracy and Friends. Jeff and I here sitting in the studio. Chicago's on the line. We talked about the data mining. I have ran it and raved. I've been doing that for 2 days now. Mark Manzi went off completely on yesterday. I'm going to be giving away some tickets to The Rainmaker.
The Rainmaker.
The Rainmaker. And The Rainmaker is a play. It's going to be down at the...
I thought he had just come through town yesterday when it was raining here.
Oh, that wasn't making rain. That was the rain catcher.
We got rain. We got about an inch of rain, maybe a little bit more.
More than that. We got The Rainmaker, and it's going to be at the... Oh, jeez, oh, man. Hold on. I was ready, and then I guess I wasn't ready. So let me go find out where I left off. It's going to be at the Victorian Players down on Mahoning Avenue.
Okay.
I keep wanting to call it by the wrong name. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to get the right names because I called the man by the wrong name again
All
day long yesterday. And Mr. Valentine was here with me on yesterday, and so I'm going to be giving them away. No. Number 347-945-5229. Those of you who want to win tickets, please give me a call here locally at the local number. The number is 330-781-9600. I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back.
Chances are your air conditioner isn't going to quit working between 8 and 5 on a weekday. Ainsley Heating and Cooling thinks you shouldn't pay more when your air conditioner breaks after 5 p.m., day or night, even weekends. The Ainsley Group doesn't charge unnecessary fees. Maybe that's why they're welcome in more homes in northeastern Ohio and western Pennsylvania than any other contractor. Call Ainsley Heating and Cooling, 330-637-1911 or ainsleyhtg.com.
News Talk 600 is working to help put our valley back to work.
We've come together with local employers and training centers to connect job seekers with potential new openings and new careers. Visit our website and click on Features. That's where you'll find links to local companies and training centers, and you can even submit your resume right online. Putting our Valley and America back to work. Visit 600WSOM.com.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Now we learn that a Texas woman may be behind those suspicious letters that were sent to the White House and to others.
Shannon Richardson of New Boston, Texas, originally said her husband, an Army veteran, sent the threatening letters to President Obama, Mayor Bloomberg, and Bloomberg's gun control lobbyist in Washington. Now she has been arrested after we're told she made incriminating statements to federal agents. Richardson goes by the name Shannon Guess. She's a former beauty queen who had bit parts on the television show Vampire Diaries.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. There are still a lot of questions about a court order which allows the government to look at your phone records. President Obama tried to answer some of them today on a trip to California.
By sifting through this so-called metadata, they may identify potential leads with respect to folks who might engage in terrorism.
He says Uncle Sam is not listening to your phone call. A problem plagues the nuclear power plant is being turned off for good.
The San Onofre nuclear power plant effectively has been shut down since January of last year after operators found a leak in a tube that carries radioactive water. Now the utility that runs the plant, Southern California Edison, says there's too much uncertainty about when regulators might approve a plan to restart two reactors that went offline. The utility says that's not good for customers, investors, or the region's long-term electricity needs. About 1,100 people will be laid off. Fully decommissioning the reactors will take years. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
One analyst calls it a Goldilocks report, saying the job market isn't growing too much or not enough. Acting Labor Secretary Seth Harris says it's a good start.
We need to grow at a faster rate. We need to create more jobs. We still have more than 11 million people who are unemployed, more than 4 million who have been unemployed for 6 months or longer.
When unemployment nationally ticked up to 7.6%, this is ABC News.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It will eventually be a heated debate, but the Senate quietly started work today on an immigration reform plan. And what they did was the debate began without any of the drama that both sides will expect to come over the next few weeks. It was just a clerk reading the formal notice. Senate Leader Harry Reid set aside several weeks for debate and vote, saying he plans to wrap up the legislation before the 4th of July. Critic Senator Jeff Sessions says, we really shouldn't be rushing this. He says that while he believes in immigration, he and others want to do the right thing. The first test votes will come next week. Serial killer Richard Ramirez, who is known as the Night Stalker, has died in prison. He was convicted of 13 murders that terrorized Southern California in 1984 and 85, leaving satanic symbols at many of the crime scenes. Ramirez was captured and beaten by residents of East L.A. as he attempted a carjacking in 1985. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, only the Ford F-150 can haul more and tow more than any other pickup. For a limited time, just sign and drive off in a new F-150 with no cash due at signing. See your local Ford dealer or visit drive1ohio.com.
Still believe in the good of all mankind.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back, and again, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229, and listen, I am going to pick up 503. I'm going to go straight into the phone lines. 503, your mic is on.
Hey, good afternoon, Tracy. I'm on a Verizon, so let's not talk about anything controversial.
Be careful. How you doing,
Bob? What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, honey?
I'm celebrating the end of chemo.
Thank God.
Amen.
So you made it. You made it.
I survived.
That is good. That is good.
Well, the wife and I needed an evening out, so what's my chances of tickets?
You got them. Come by and pick them up.
I will.
Come by and pick them up. Big Bob.
How you doing, Jeff?
Jeff gone. You know, he doesn't stay long. Bob, what's your last name, honey?
Can I say it over Verizon?
You can say it over Verizon, but be careful. Don't say Tea Party or in the middle of it.
All right. It's Plater, Plater.
You know, I can't think and write at the same time. Got it. You're on. So how do you feel about this stuff going on?
I'm trying to ignore the news.
Why would you do that?
Well, our president's out in California talking to the Chinese president about security risks.
Actually, he's out there. They're talking about how to make America look more like China.
We're almost there. Except
yeah, we're working
their
on
income's
it.
Going up.
Well, that's for some people, but not for all.
Well, in China, yeah.
Right, that's for some. That's not for everyone. There's a lot of people over there working who's still poor.
I've just been enjoying the IRS $49 million plus seminars.
You're supposed to forget about those right now, because right now we're talking about metadining. That was the reason behind the leaky leak.
Yeah.
Don't you know that? The leak is all about changing the course of the conversation. What are you talking about? No more IRS, no more Benghazi, no more none of that. We're talking about something else. We've changed the conversation.
Okay,
did they tell you that? Didn't you learn that when you were younger?
No. I learned
when you
always tell the truth, because you never have to remember what you said.
No, but see, your parents told you that, you know, you know, I don't know about your mom, but my mom would be talking about whatever she wanted to talk about, and if I would always be trying to change the conversation, especially when she got to the point where I really didn't want to have her in that conversation. You didn't learn how to do that?
It didn't work.
It didn't work in my house either, but at least I tried.
I grew up with the generation you speak when you're spoken to.
You had the generation where kids were kids and parents were parents, and don't forget the two.
Mm-hmm. Don't interrupt an adult conversation.
Oh.
Give or seen, but not heard.
Oh, you had that one too.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, old people. You guys got to come around to the modern day.
Don't come home to
modern
a street restaurant.
Modern day.
Listen, Tracy, I just had a friend of mine tell me that her husband was going to spank her son, and he told her that he told his dad that he wasn't going to spank him.
the most important call.
Okay.
Kind of wasn't the right thing to say at the time. So he said, okay, I'm not going to spank you. I'm going to beat you. You think you're a man, I'm going to treat you like one.
Whoa.
I beat him.
You know, hold on.
I brought you in this world, I'll take you out.
That's right.
Wow. Wow, you guys got the best parents. Yeah, Bob.
Don't hit the three
ways. When do I have to pick up those tickets by? Can I pick them up Monday
or
Tuesday?
No, that's for tonight. That's for tonight's show. I've got shows for tomorrow's show. You want tomorrow's show?
Yeah.
Okay, come by tomorrow.
You won't be there
tomorrow.
Sorry.
You got to come by tonight for tomorrow's show. Today before 5. All right. Okay, and I'll put you down for tomorrow's show.
I don't have to pick them up from you. Just come to the station?
Right.
All right.
4040 Simon Road. I got another set for tonight's show. So if anybody wants to go tonight, and I got a set for Sunday's show.
What
I've got 3 sets of tickets.
Well, wait a minute.
I think
what
they're for all
is,
7 o'clock.
Oh,
darn. Say it again?
Can I have a Sunday?
You know what, Bob? You are really messing up my little sheet.
I got a graduation party to go to Saturday.
All right. You got them. So tonight, I have tonight's show and Saturday's show, guys. So anyone who wants to call in between now and the end of the show for tonight's show or for Saturday's show, because Bob got here for Sunday's show, come on in and call me. Again, the number is 347-945-5229. Well, hopefully so I can see you.
All right.
And I can get a hug.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye.
South Carolina, you and Chicago are on the line. Are you okay, South Carolina? You were talking to me, and then you dropped off the face of the earth like I did something to you. And I am sitting here.
I was following behind a guy. This was raining pretty good down here. And I was following behind a guy. He was probably a good 200 yards ahead of me. He's running some 26s.
What
is 26ers? 26-inch rims, 26-inch tires.
Oh.
And you know, those things are pretty wide, and I saw it coming from a mile away. He hit some water, and that just hydroplaned the vehicle.
In front of you?
Sideways, and wound up in a ditch, broke all his rims up. He's sitting on spokes now.
During the break, and I don't know if the top of the hour if you guys were really listening to the news, but did you hear when they said that during right now Congress is talking about immigration reform?
Yeah.
Do we realize that immigration reform, data mining, IRS, Benghazi, CIA, AP, FOX, is going to shift our focus that they're going to pass something stupid in the cloak of the night?
Well, I think what's going to happen is we're all going to wake up one day and wake up and look at Charlie Rose, and he's going to be speaking Spanish.
We're not going to be speaking Spanish.
Charlie Rose will.
No. 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 You don't
yes,
speak in Spanish.
Yes. Why not?
Because we speak in Spanish now.
we are no longer an important minority. We will soon be in the same status as the American Indian. We won't have a protected plantation like they do. A reservation, I'm sorry. I shouldn't use that terminology.
No. Not me.
Will they let us have some casinos? You think they'll let us have some casinos?
No. Definitely not.
Oh, boy.
Don't worry about the casinos. You won't be getting that. I wonder why we're asleep on this, and I wonder why we're not paying attention, and I wonder why people are not. I mean, I listen to the conversation and the discourse that we have here on the air, and I wonder why we don't have that same conversation, that same discourse everywhere we are, and people are not really understanding or smelling the coffee about what's really happening.
Well,
and when I look at
the
African American community, it is just sad.
Well, the same thing happened right before World War II, Tracy. I mean, we didn't care. We wanted to be in our own little world. Americans were more paying attention to what we were doing. And then all of a sudden, guess what happened? We get smacked in the face by the Japanese. Everybody woke up then because it had affected us. But until it starts to affect the majority of America in a way that they feel it, I mean, it's affecting us now. But most of them don't pay any attention to it because they're not really seeing it, they're not really feeling it. But let it start hitting them in the pocketbook really, really hard.
Hold on,
let
have
them
you
start
looked
coming
at-
home? I'm talking about more than 2% on their paycheck.
How much is your gas?
Gas here is $3.08.
Our gas is $3 and huh?
$3. The reason our gas is like that is because the state of South Carolina refuses to increase our excise tax.
Our gas is $3.99.
$3 and what? Oh no,
Are you hearing me? That's $3.90. That's $4. $3.99 and 9 cents. So if you really know
that's
math, that means that's $4 a gallon. And if that does not, if that doesn't make you feel something, then you got a problem.
Ooh. They can do that because y'all got that artificially inflated wage out there, right?
I don't know what it is. And wait a minute, if you go down
what's
the street,
the
you can save 40 cents a gallon. If you go a little bit further in.
Yep. Now, we've got down at the beach, the gasoline, you can get it for $2.99. In some places, you can get it at $2.95. Places like, you know, really close to, like, down the Charleston area. But, yeah, you got some cheap places down here.
So, you guys got cheap gas. I got high gas, and you mean to tell me people are not feeling the effects of this to where they'll let anybody do anything that they want to have done?
Yeah.
Are you serious? This is bad.
Yeah, but the thing about it is they're not feeling it, though, Tracy. I'm talking about $200 and $300 out of your paycheck bad.
You ought to go with me to the gas station. I still $203. You understand?
Yeah.
When I go to the gas station, it's $100. And you mean to tell me, and we have unemployment the way we have it, things are going the way they're going, and people are not feeling what's going on. People are being spied upon, and we are talking about the IRS, and nobody's paying attention. Out in California,
nope.
They're talking about how great things are with health care, and we're putting people out of work.
Most folks on the afternoon commute do not listen to Sean Hannity or whomever's on. Most of them are at work when you're on the air, and they definitely don't look at the evening news, you know, the people that are going to be up in arms about this. I'm talking about really hardcore Joe Blow American, you know,
Joe the Plumber's even watching, you know, right now. We even got all the late night talk shows having a conversation about this. This has become the new top, you know, new headline between the IRS and, you know, Verizon Wireless. Can you hear me now? And all the people on Facebook, they don't know what's going on. And they still think we're picking them with the president? Because he's black?
Yeah, because if you don't do that, he's a racist.
Yeah, right. This ain't no racist.
Well, that just shows you the failure of Urban League and NAACP. That's just the failure. Look at the numbers in the black areas. You know, it's just devastating. It just shows you the failures of those organizations that supposedly advance colored people, but look like they're trying to advance gay people and every other kind of race of people.
But
so
they advance the colored people.
Hey, Chicago. Listen, I was in the grocery store and I saw some, and this is how it goes down here, okay? When you see the white folks getting a clue on Obama phones, you know something's up.
You getting a what on Obama phones?
That's all right.
Phone?
White folks.
They getting a what? They getting a clue? They just found out about Obama phones?
So what do you do?
What do you do? Well, let me tell you what you do. America needs to get back to America and being responsible. This is not good, guys. And we joke and laugh a lot, but this is not good. I don't think we understand what we are doing to our future. The future of that we know, our kids are not going to have the life that we had. That's scary. There's no way that we can have the life that we have the way we're going.
Nope. Instead of you know, knowing what you know, how to logically think through how to answer a question, they want to grab the calculator and just okay, instantly I got the answer right there.
We're doing that now. When you go to the store, young people cannot count change back. You know, it was really funny. You know, Sinbad was laughing, ha ha, he he, when he said that they were going to have to put pictures on McDonald's cash registers so that the kids could actually know. And they did.
They did.
I heard that young people don't even work at McDonald's now. There's nothing but older people that work there now because they need those jobs.
A lot of them do. Especially when you kick everybody off and they can't use their copays, and the places that were supposed to take care of them have now gone to where they don't have any supplemental income, and they were on a fixed income, and their pensions didn't transfer from their husband or wife. People have copays in the hundreds of dollars just for their medications. I don't think we realize that some older people are having a hard time. And don't tell me it's because they did not plan. They planned, but the plan that they had bankrupted them. Because the people worked in mills and they were supposed to get a pension, and the places went bankrupt, or like General Motors or Delphi. They really did their salaried employees in, but they gave all the money to the unions. That's just real talk. And the American government allowed it to happen, Republican and Democrat. We don't want to talk about it, but it's true. And it's sad. And I don't know how we become a little bit better at it so that, because I don't think Social Security is going to be around or anything else when I get older. Do you?
I doubt it. You're going to have to, if you got a pension, if you're getting close to that age, if you see something happen, you better pull your money out and stick it under the mattress.
They said Soros is pulling his money out. The number is 347-945-5209. Would you say Chicago?
Anyway, I never believe in Social Security anyway. I never liked Social Security. You don't have to hold my money. I know what to do with my money.
You were okay when they tried to privatize it, but you could do with it with what you choose, what you chose.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I was a Herman Cain supporter. You know, he was trying to do the chilling plan. And I know Bush was going to try to touch the Social Security too, where you can invest your own money into whatever you like. But it's a racket, just like insurance. Insurance is a racket. I guarantee those people that were caught in the tornado, the insurance company is not going to come to the – they might come to their rescue a little bit, but they probably ain't going to get very much. And those people are taxpayers. The government should be able to write them a check right off of their home being lost in the tornadoes and the disasters, but I guarantee you that won't happen. It's a racket.
I mean, if you think about it, Tracy, I mean, if you're making a certain amount of money and they're taking out like $150 out of your check every month for Social Security or for Medicare, okay? If you have some savviness about you, you should be allowed to take that money and invest it the way you want to. And you get a better return on it anyway.
Yeah, but people don't know how to invest, and that's what they said.
And I think they're underestimating the people.
Hey, listen, I hear the Bilderbergers are meeting this weekend. Do you think that possibly that's where Alabama is today? Ain't nobody talking. Local call, your mic is on.
I was going to ask you a question. These government phones, do you know who has a contract with those?
I think Verizon and AT&T are the subcontractor. They do it under a different name.
But see, I was just thinking about that because you figure if the government gives a big contract like that to Verizon, then Verizon's beholden to them for something. And here we are, you know, with our records being, exposed. And I thought, you know, every time the government gives something, they take something. And I was concerned, too, about this immigration issue because I thought, with everything that is being ruined, you know, you figure all these systems are being ruined. The last thing we need is for the administration to start fooling around with the immigration issue.
I look at all this, and I look at some of this as a shell game. And then a shell game is like three card Molly. You know, when you go down the street and they've got a coin or a pea or something underneath a shell,
mm-hmm.
and they move them around, and they try to get you to find out where the shell is, and they pay you back if you get it,
mm-hmm.
or they double your money. But they always, you know, there's someone who distracts you so you can't pay attention to where the pea is and where the shell is. And
go ahead.
And what's happening is they're shifting our focus from left to right and from right to left so that we don't pay attention to what's going on, and that transparency that they said that they were going to make happen in D.C.,
mm-hmm.
they've actually put up an iron curtain so you can't even see through the transparency that you once had. You never know what's going on with our government anymore.
Well, that's it. And, you know, and I thought I like to make a parallel, you know, for people to, you know, grasp an idea. But it's like you have a contractor that's working on your house. And he has ruined your plumbing. And then he's moving on to your electric, and he's ruining your electric, you know, system. And then you know, do you have good faith in him that now he's going to put the roof on the house? I mean, if he's ruined every other, you know, a project that he's worked on. And I think, you know, you look at the IRS situation, you look at Benghazi, you look at this, you know, cell phone breach of privacy. And then when they announced that they're going to look into the immigration issue, I'm thinking, why doesn't somebody step up and say, hey, before we go, you know, moving into another area, let's take care of the, you know, let's correct the mistakes that have been made in these other areas.
Because we don't want accountability. And the people, we have dumbed them down so far, they don't know how to stand up.
But, you know, even the congressmen on these committees, where is a reasonable, you know, individual to stand up and say?
They don't give you that liberty. And we need to be honest about that. We don't give people that liberty. You would think that someone would stand up.
Mm-hmm.
But the media you have to be invited to speak to the media. When you're in Capitol Hill, you just don't go and say, listen, I got something to say, and the media welcome you. They invite you to speak out loud. And so there is a lot of things that go on, and they know that it's wrong. That the producers, and because of the way that we have structured the ownership of media in this country, that's why you don't know anything, because we have allowed conglomerates.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody owns everything, and you don't know who actually owns anything because it's all absorbed into corporations.
Well, you know, you were mentioning the Bilderbergers, and I thought, you know, there was so much secrecy surrounding that society before.
Still is.
And now, well, no, I just heard the other night they announced where they were having this conference. They announced that they had air, water, and roadway blockades set up, no fly zone, you know, no travel zones. But they gave the location of the town, you know, a small town in England.
Listen, that was a meeting that they let you know about.
Well, that's true.
There's a meeting before the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that meeting you don't know anything about. So we'll open up this meeting so that you'll know where it is. But we met last year or last week at Tracy's house.
Well, and I was shocked to hear that David Petraeus was supposed to attend that.
Yes, I saw that. And protesters are lined up outside, and I guarantee you nobody's paying attention to them because it just doesn't make any sense anymore.
Are you familiar with, I think his name is Alan Jones?
Alan Jones?
I think it's Alan Jones.
No.
Maybe that's not his first name, but Jones, I know, is his last name. He does kind of like a conspiracy theory type thing. And he was at one of the Bilderberger conferences trying to film in front of the estate where they were having it, and there were bodyguards that were, you know, pushing him back. But he was trying. He tries to infiltrate and get as much information as he can. And he used to work with Jesse Ventura when they would try to expose things about, you know, like the government establishing camps in the old arsenals that the government had that they had shut down. Oh, I think his name is Alan Jones, but I'm not sure. But I thought, you know, we have to be thankful that we have some mavericks who still will fight to try to get information.
Mavericks like who?
Well, I was just going to say, when we listen to these programs, Jeff, I know, listens to some of those programs, where you have, like, Glenn Beck types. And
you can't even find Glenn Beck on TV now.
I know, but I mean, he's still trying.
He's
on the
trying.
Radio.
He's trying on the radio. He's trying. But if you look, you can't even find Glenn Beck too much inside of our. You just don't see it.
It's on the internet.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm on the internet too.
Yep.
You follow? I mean, he was on MSNBC. He went over to Fox, and now you can't find him.
Mm-hmm. But they do get a little bit of something out to keep people alert who want to be alert.
That's
the thinking people.
But look at how they see. I'm not. I shouldn't have to go and hunt the news down.
No, no, I agree with you.
I shouldn't have to go down and hunt an opposing opinion down.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people are listening to foreign news to try to get information about what's going on in our own country.
I shouldn't have to go to the BBC and over to the Guardian. I shouldn't have to do that. That's crazy.
I know. I agree.
You shouldn't have to hunt news down when you're paying for broadcast. And they are using, we talk about, you know, data mining and meta tags. They're using your numbers and your cable bill and TV that used to be free for you. And they're making money off of you, and you don't get anything on television, no information, no news.
Well, you know, a relative and I had been talking about these TVs, the new TVs, when they obsoleted the old ones,
yes,
the signal. And we said then you had to get that, like, converter box if you wanted to keep an old TV. So most people just thought, we'll buy new TVs. But she said, I think there's a camera in that TV or a chip or something that...
It does track you now. Digital television do track what you watch.
Well, she said more than that. She says they think that they could listen in on conversations in your home.
More your cell phone than your television. I think cable has more control. They don't look back. They don't see inside. But you got to understand, drones are small as bugs now.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be swatting at a bug and be a drone.
That's true. But you know what started subtlety? When the government started offering those rebates for you to turn in an older car, turn in an older appliance, turn in, you know, whatever, put new windows in, I thought at the time, you know, a lot of people are going to take advantage of this and, you know, whatever. Now I'm thinking, what kind of devices could have been implanted in those things and no one's aware of it? But these are tests, these are kind of like experiments with people. And people open their homes so readily. And I think how foolish we have become that any type of handout or you know, give me, people are willing to take it, and they have no, there's a consequence, and they don't realize. And like I say, there may be, they might be very, you know, innocuous. There may be nothing wrong with these things, but how do you know? And people are just so gullible that they will trade something that is, serviceable, for and take a risk on something that they bring in their home, and they have no idea of all that they may be bringing into their home.
You
and I think
that.
Anymore, anytime the government offers something, people better beware. With healthcare, with everything. I just saw yesterday they're scanning your hand before you go into the doctors or the hospital because they say now that everybody has a different vein pattern.
That's correct.
And I thought, you know, we're getting closer and closer to, you know, this chip.
We're there. Hold on, Hold on. South Carolina, go ahead. What were we saying?
Well, the latest has hit the fan. There's a scandal at EPA now, same as the IRS.
Same as the IRS. Say that again.
The scandal at EPA, they were scrutinizing conservative groups and allowing liberal groups to pass.
Well, if you want to know some conspiracy, you know, Kennedy did have the guts to try to put him out of business in the 60s. But, you know, conspiracy is that they killed him. So, I mean, he tried to put, you know, he did have the guts, and I believe because Kennedy's father was part of the Irish mob, and with liquor and movies, and, you know, he knew what was going on. And where the road was leading to. And he tried to put him out of business, and I believe that they killed him. They assassinated him because of that.
Hold on just a second. Local call, hold on, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Other local call, your mic is up.
Hey, this is Steve.
Yes, Steve.
Yes, Stacy. The one group that I always thought about, they is looking for the day when the nations will cry out peace and security before destruction, and that's when destruction will come upon the nations because they believe that then God was going to give the nations that there is going to be peace, but it's not going to come to the nations because most nations, if they look for peace, it's only for a selfish reason. It's not for true peace. God's peace is going to be when he brings about love and peace toward the earth, when he puts it into the one who's the real puppet, and that's his adversary. As we read in 1 John, it tells us that the whole world is lying in the power of the wicked one. And so once God puts it into this one who set up all these governments that we see here on the earth, and as we know, Daniel 2:44 talked about God is going to replace this present world into a righteous new world because he's going to bring it into all these
Steve. Did you go to... I know, but we're not talking about the Bible.
But
I mean, and you know, and this is not really...
You talking about the Bible?
I said... It's in days, in times. I did not go into quoting scriptures. You know, we don't do religious talk here too much. So we're not going to go that way. Hold on.
Another thing.
Go ahead, other local call.
Oh, Tracy.
Yes, ma'am.
I was at the bank earlier, and I saw this thing, and I wanted you to clarify for me because you're more informed than I am. But,
don't believe that.
I believe it. they showed like a Spock episode, like a Star Trek episode, and they said that these were the IRS agents, that they did some kind of a retreat, and they actually filmed like a little mock Star Trek episode.
Okay.
And they were talking about all the money that they had wasted.
That's correct. I understand they've been having a blast.
Well, and And they had, I mean, they had authentic-looking Star Trek costumes. They had a console that looked like they were in the Enterprise. And I thought, what kind of money was put into this?
The South Carolina, do you have a figure? I want to say, I heard it was like $40 million that they've been squandering on conferences and stuff.
For that particular conference, it was $4.3 million. That was just for one.
For them to play Star Trek.
I mean, let me say this, and I don't want you have to understand, when you go to conferences, they do become costly. What they were spending on conferences was exceptional.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a little bit, a million and a half, a couple hundred, that some stuff is just, that's just ludicrous. But when you go to a conference, when you for the good of the order, you might find that you're going to have a parody of a Star Trek, or you're going to have something going on for entertainment for your staff members or for the people that you have at the conference. That's not new. And I have no problem with that. That's just a course of doing business. To the tune of $1 point some million, to the tune of $4.1 million, to the tune of $40 million in conferences in totality, that's just stupid. And if they need a party planner, tell them to call me and I can do it for a fraction of the cost.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that, and I thought, again, why isn't there a voice speaking out saying that there should be, that these people should contribute something? You figure they had a vacation. So I would say, if I was running the bureau, I would say, okay, you know, you're kicking back in X amount of dollars.
No.
That went way beyond.
You don't spend that kind of money, period. I mean, they're doing a if I have a conference of just, I go to what they call the NAB, a National Association of Broadcasters. And, you know, I may spend, you know, the conference is about $1,400 just for the entrance to the conference.
Mm-hmm.
That's just for me to go and get a pass and be able to, that's not my airfare, that's not my hotel room. But it's my understanding they were paying for alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
They were paying for, you know, I have a $32 a day per diem on the Board of Elections when we travel to Columbus.
Right.
So all my meals need to add up to $32. Anything on beyond that is on me. And they do not pay for alcohol.
Well, I worked for local government, and we had the same situation. And we were carpooling to Columbus for our conferences. And if somebody decided they wanted to drive separately, they didn't get a mileage reimbursement. And our ship was run tightly. And that's why I'm saying, because of this, such a lax, such an extreme and extravagant waste of taxpayer money, I think these people should be told, hey, you got more than a conference, you got a vacation, and you're going to, in some way, you know, either you know, we're not giving out bonuses. We're not giving out, we're not going to give, promotions. Something's going to give, because we have to make restitution, and we have to show the public that we are repentant. There's nothing being done.
Oh, we're not doing anything about that. Hold on. 440, your mic is on.
Yeah, I have a real quick question. Where do you think, did you any of Susan Rice's acceptance speech?
No, I did not. I was on air, and I did not watch it after I got off. But what did you want me to
do?
What was your question anyhow?
Well, I think they're getting busy.
I didn't hear it. How's that? I think you said that yesterday.
Yes, I'm wondering where in the heck they're getting busy at, though. But I looked at it again, and everybody that I talked to agree after they watched it. I figured that you had watched it by now.
No, when you asked me did I watch it, I watched it. I didn't hear it because we have a television in here while I'm on the air, and it has no sound because we can't have the feedback. So I get to watch what's going on, but I don't get to hear what's going on. You're funny.
Yeah.
I don't think
that is funny.
You're special. You are special.
But let me say this.
I got to throw this in there, because I don't know if you guys have heard about any. If you guys are Cleveland Indian fans.
Yes.
Have you heard about the offensive 4th of July Chief Wahoo hat that they are scrapping?
Yeah, you know, I thought that's kind of petty. I thought.
It doesn't look like Sambo. I got a problem when they have.
You know what?
I got a problem with this. This is stupid. It's Chief Wahoo. He looks the same. He's just got stars all over. He's always smiling like a chess cat. What's the problem?
Yeah, and he looks blue. What? I don't know. That's
it. Might be an ugly hat, but it's not an offensive hat.
You're right. It is an ugly hat, but I didn't see anything that I don't know. That just seemed kind of dumb to me. But that's just
I'm with
me
you
too.
On the dumb. No, that ain't. I mean, I'm looking at this hat, and I'm trying to find out what's wrong with the hat. So I kept on looking at it. So I went and Googled the hat some more. And the more I Googled the hat, the dumber this got. I'm just having issues. I mean, it's an ugly hat.
There are actually bigger issues to worry about than that. It's like, come on. We got bigger problems than some stupid hat.
But if anybody can find me this hat, this Chief Wahoo hat, let me know, because I collect stuff, and I always collect stuff that people don't want.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm an engine
fan.
Hey,
I got some stuff you can have.
What? No kind of stuff is that? I don't collect no junk.
Well,
I take that back. I do. I am a trash and treasure girl. But I don't collect no junk.
I have a 1960.
You have a 1960 what?
I have a 1964 baseball that was home run ball hit by Mickey Mantle when I was in Little League.
I'll take that.
Whoa.
How about you, South Carolina? You got one of them?
No, I don't have one of those.
But you know what? I can't prove it. I can't prove it, but I'm telling you straight.
Just hold on to it, because we can get an authenticator, and we just hold on to it and put it in a box and make sure it doesn't fade.
Oh, I'm 64, and was hit in 1964. Can you believe that? Yeah, I've had it that long.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's 40.
Yeah.
That's 48 years old.
I don't have it autographed. I don't prove that that's
Jeez,
it.
Oh man!
But I
so
was
you just
in,
got a ball.
I was at Little League Day at the old Cleveland Stadium, and he hit it into the right field's upper deck. And I reached out and got it.
Yeah. Well, listen, I got to tell you guys some news here's going on in Youngstown. One of our police chiefs just got one of our. Let me get this right, because I'm getting ready to quote it all wrong. One of our detective sergeants just got arrested.
That's
on our police.
Good.
I know. Seriously, this Detective Sergeant Robert Lodwick of the Youngstown Police Department was arrested today. For importuning and illegal use of minor in nudity-oriented material. It's an F2,
oh,
an F5,
oh,
and an F2.
He's in trouble.
It says that Robert Ludwig, age 40, is a 13-year veteran of the Youngstown Police Department. He was promoted to the rank of detective sergeant this past December and was assigned to the patrol division at the time of his arrest. The details are saying that the complaint was alleged of misconduct by Detective Lodwick involving a 14-year-old female who was known to Lodwick. Sheriff Green contacted Youngstown Police Department on the 31st of May, and a mutual decision was made by Sheriff Green and Chief Rod Foley to have the Attorney General and the BCI take a lead investigation for the alleged misconduct of the detective. Can you say you shouldn't have a winky? With a little kid.
I'm going to tell
you. Well, he'll be a
lifer. If he's messing around with kids, he got to string them up by his yitzies. That'd be done with.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
I'm not kids. I got people in the chat room, and Lethal, there's a guy in the chat room named Lethal Migraine, and he is just absolutely crazy. I said that out loud. Because he really thinks that that hat is offensive. It looks like blackface.
No.
I'm going back and forth. I had to get the Ludwig thing out because it was out there.
Wait till they try to get rid of the Seminole chief that comes out of Florida State and goes to the middle of the field with the spear on the horse every game. For the Fighting Illini, for the Washington Redskins, that's next.
Leave the Redskins alone and leave Chief Wahoo alone and let us have our mascot and quit being so sensitive.
You know what the kind of of all those is that they represent the warrior. Okay, so there's nothing offensive about that to me. They represent a warrior, and that's what the tough guy, the tough team. That's what it connotates. It doesn't. Nothing else.
I don't see the offense in Chief Wahoo. I don't see the. You know, it says it looks like blackface. That doesn't look like blackface. He's blue. The colors of Chief Wahoo and is blue. Red, white, and blue is the Indian. That's the colors. If I'm not mistaken, unless they changed them and I missed it. Did they change them?
No.
Okay, just checking. You know, because I used to be a big, big, big baseball fan, but now I just know what's going on a little bit with baseball, and I just don't get it.
I know.
People need to grow up.
They just got a 100-game suspension for doping again.
They suspended him for 100 games? Are you serious?
I'm serious as a heart attack. There are 20 players involved in that scandal.
That's because he came out and said, I did it a long time ago in 2003?
No, they're saying he did it recently. Some doctors saying that he did. The doctor gave him up to be immune from prosecution in his own case.
What happened to HIPAA?
No such thing. When you're talking about steroids, because the Congress thinks that... they can disclose it.
No. What happened to HIPAA? You can't tell. What happened to doctor-client privilege? Am I watching too much TV or what?
No. When you're dealing with the American Congress or the American justice system or the Attorney General, they do what they want. They stop you.
So you can
take your standard DNA.
You can take my DNA for arresting me. You can spy on me on my phone and through my internet and my email. Your doctor can tell my life history, yet I'm still free and covered by the Constitution of the United States of America. And all this can be done without me knowing and my Miranda rights being read.
100% true, Tracy.
Okay. I guess who's in the studio, y'all? Bob showed up. You really want your tickets, huh? Look how you messed up my piece of paper. I got your name all over it.
I'm all over.
Grab that mic right there. You're all over?
I'm all over.
You're all over.
I'm all over.
How's everything going with you?
Positive.
Positive?
Positive.
That's good. That means you're doing well. That means you're doing well.
Yes.
You're looking good.
Feeling good.
You're looking good. You look like you've been eating healthy, you know.
More chemo, drippy, drip, drip.
No more getting sick?
No more getting sick.
Well, at least you didn't go bald.
Because nope.
I thought we were going to have to have a bald shaving support thing for you, and it looks like I can keep my hair.
I'm growing it now for St. Baldrick's.
St. Baldrick's?
Baldrick's.
Who's Baldrick's?
They donate, they get their hair cut. For, I think it's children's cancer.
Okay. And you're going to give your hair away?
Well, I'm going to pay the donation and have it cut.
Okay. You going to get a crew cut? All righty. Well, listen, guys.
I am tight.
We've got about 7 more minutes before the end of the day, and I want to thank everybody for hanging out with us and being with us all week long. If anyone wants to get tickets to Rainmaker down at the... What center is this called again?
Victorian
Center over in Mahoning. Please give me a call at 330-259-7... No, that's the wrong number. That's my home number. 330-781-9600. I've got too many numbers going on in my head. It's a wonder I haven't given you the number to the Pentagon. Again, that number is 330.
Don't call on Verizon.
You can call on Verizon for that. Just don't call on Verizon if you're going to say something that you don't want anybody else to know. But the president assured me today that they are not listening to my phone call.
even though you're a registered Republican?
No, no, they're not doing that. I trust them.
Okay.
I trust the government. Where's Deagle? I trust the government. The government would never do anything like that. They're
Remember,
my
we have the most open,
transparent
administration ever.
Well, okay.
That's his words, not mine.
That's not what he said.
POTUS said that. Yes, he did.
Not the current POTUS. Because the current POTUS wouldn't lie.
Well, you don't think it's open and transparent?
Hey, Logan, call your mic is on.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
Do you still have tickets for tomorrow night?
I certainly do. You want to go?
I could take my mom. She would love that.
Well, for tomorrow night, tell me, give me your first and last name.
Susan. And it's Lucarell, Lucarell.
They will be here. They're going to ask you for your license, so make sure you bring them. You can't vote without a license, but you got to have a license to pick up tickets.
I have my license.
Okay. You'll get two tickets.
Okay. Can I pick them up tomorrow?
No.
Oh. By 5.
Yeah. You got to pick them up by 5, 5:30, by 5 o'clock, because if you don't, we close.
Okay.
And unless you want to go next week.
Oh, next week would be great.
Okay. What? He's so mad. They're going to hate me.
I'm sorry.
You want to go next Friday, Saturday, or Sunday?
Friday would be great.
Next Friday, the 14th, you have tickets, Miss Susan.
Okay. No, Saturday. I'm sorry. I'm looking at my calendar. I'm like, I have an appointment on the 15th. Really, I'm not trying to.
You got it. They're down.
Saturday.
They're down. We got you.
Okay. I'll see you this week, okay?
Thank you.
God
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There's my photo ID.
Oh, you can't. You're not allowed to pick them up here. You have to go over to this. We got a system going on here. I have to take you after in the next couple of minutes. I'll take you over to it and show you where they are. You have to go to the front counter.
Never been there.
You got to go to the front counter. You got to show your photo ID, your government photo ID.
That's government photo ID.
I don't know about that one. It looks a little shady to me. And you've got to go in there and tell them who you are, and then they'll give you your tickets. And you have to sign for them. You have to actually put initial. Absolutely.
Ooh, official.
Official. But you don't need to do all that to vote.
I take my utility bill.
Your utility bill. Look at this piece of paper. They're going to talk about me so bad. You don't understand. If you think that they talk about me bad on the air, you ought to see what they do around here. Look at this piece of paper. I got chicken scratch. I've already
all my fault.
I don't know, because Susan, you know, she got her name is down here as many times as yours.
I'm sorry.
Guys, I want to thank you for being with us. I thank you so much for your support, your kindness, and being there with us. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. We'll be back here on Monday. Monday will be open mic. Hopefully, we will have more to talk about then. And nothing big. I take that back. I want to talk about big things, but I don't want to talk about anything big because I don't need another scandal in Washington. I want to actually get to the place where we have to start talking about sports and football and basketball and laughing and talking and joking, because the government gets straight and we don't have to be like big-eyed, big bird looking over their shoulders trying to get them to do what's necessary. So we can start talking about prepping and stuff, something on that, or Bonnie and her paper towels and sticks and his, you know, that kind of thing. What are you laughing at, South Carolina? NASCAR, that's right. We got to talk about NASCAR or something. Because
okay.
This is not working. Hey, South Carolina, you know what? I appreciate you. It has been so great, and thank you for being my base and being there for me. You have no idea what it means.
No problem. No
and
problem.
And I certainly do appreciate it, because you've never told me no, and I certainly do appreciate that, and I thank you for it. Listen, I'm going to play some commercials before I go, and I'll see you guys on Monday. God bless you, and have a good weekend.
The average American makes 12 cell phone calls each day, 84 calls each week, 300 each month. That's 4,000 cell phone calls each year. If you suspect child abuse or neglect, the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services is asking you to make one more call. Call 855-OH-CHILD to be connected to your local children's services agency. Calls are confidential and anonymous. call 855-642-4453. It's the most important call you'll make. The average American makes...
Things in life are free.
The world has changed. The old ways of saving for retirement, they're gone forever. Today, you need Legacy Financial Strategies. Legacy Financial Strategies offers you the safe retirement roadmap you're looking for, plus tax-free retirement solutions. That's right, tax-free retirement solutions. To set up your free review, log on to leavealegacy.com. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call
8- You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com.
This summit, which the White House hoped would make both President Obama and China's new president, Xi Jinping, look friendly and relaxed, is being overshadowed by news of the government surveillance program. President Obama defended the program while here in California.
Now, with respect to the Internet and emails, this does not apply to U.S. citizens, and it does not apply to people living in the United States.
This summit here will go on, but White House plans...